By day shenizgareish Odom Rishon al yepgam achilas eitz hadas, as a result of Odom Rishon being evicted from Gan Eden because he ate from the eitz hadas, aydeze nigzar olov bezeyas apecha toich alechem. That resulted in the decree by Hashem that you're going to have to struggle for your food. Bezeyas apecha, with the sweat of your nostrils, toich alechem, you'll eat bread. Shehu uvdin dechoil. This means work, the work that people do during the 6 days of the week. Shehem lamates malochis, the 39 acts of work. Shehem lamates malchias, which are 39 lashes. Keneged shloishim v'teisha kloloish and eskalelu aydei chet etzadas, corresponding to the 39 curses that Hashem issued when Adam and Chava ate from the etzadas. 10 to Adam, 10 to Chava, 10 to the snake, and 9 to the earth. 39 curses, which resulted in the 39 lashes that a person gets if chas v'shalom they go against certain mitzvahs of the Torah, and it resulted in the 39 types of work that man has to struggle and struggle and struggle to be able to earn a livelihood. Ki nizgaber haguf, because as a result of eating from the Eitz Hadas, the guf became prominent. Shehu b'chinas asiya, the guf is asiya. B'chinas uvdin d'choyel, that's the work of the weekdays. D'haynu shloishim v'teish melachas, the 39 acts of work. Avol, however, Shabbos hegin al Odom Arishon. However, Shabbos protected Odom Arishon. Shabbos came in and saved Odom Arishon. Hashem gave Odom Arishon a punch and knocked him off the top floor, and Odom Arishon was free-falling. He was going down, 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 and then Shabbos came and caught him and saved him. K'moisham Rabbi Senuzal, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Shabbos Ogen Alohi, Shabbos protected Odom Arishon. Because don't forget, Odom Arishon was created on Friday. And the Medrash maps out an hour-by-hour blow what he did the first hour when after he was created, the second hour, third hour, and when he actually ate from the Eitz Hadas. And it was pretty close to the end of Friday. And then, boom, Shabbos came, and that whitewashed everything to a certain degree, in a certain way. Ki Hashem Yisporach Chomol Aleinu, because Hashem took pity on us, us meaning all of mankind. V'nosan lanu es HaShabbos, He's given us the Shabbos. She'oz hu me'ein olam haba, Shabbos is a taste of the world to come. B'chinas his'alus ha'nefesh, when the soul has a tremendous elevation. V'oz hu bitul u'shviso legamri mikol ha'shloishim v'teish malochis. That's when we nullify and we rest completely, we abstain totally from the 39 acts of work. And through the holiness of Shabbos, Shabbos is so holy and so special that it has the ability to spread itself into the 6 days of the week. Shabbos has the ability to bring some of its holiness even into the 6 days of the week. And elevate and sanctify the 39 acts of work, that the work that we're doing during the 6 days of the week should be like Shabbos. It should have a holiness to it, a light to it, like Shabbos is holy and light. In the format of the 39 lights. We mentioned the 39 curses, the 39 lashes, the 39 acts of work, but there's also something called 39 lights, which is mentioned throughout the Zohar HaKadosh and all the Sifrei Kabbalah, which is one example of that, one derivation of that is from the first three letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. When we write Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, out in Alephs, in the format of Alfin, Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet, which is 20. He is He Aleph, which is 6. So you have 26. Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, which is 13. 26 and 13 is 39. The light that comes from the first three letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, those first three letters, Yud Kei Vav, is referred to as 39 lights. And Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in maybe 10, 15 chapters in Likut Imran, Torah Yud Aleph, and other places where he expounds on this. This is mentioned a lot in the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus. Bechinas Meleches HaMishkan, these 39 lights, we mentioned that the 39 acts of work of the weekday are associated with the 39 curses. But when a person is zochet to bring the light of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, then the 39 acts of work become the 39 acts of work of the Mishkan. Remember? In the Mishkan, you had these 39 acts of work. Ki kol halametes melochos mi Mishkan gamrein elhu. Because the Gemara in Shabbos derives the 39 acts of work that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. We learn it out from the work that was done in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash. Lahoyrois, to teach us, Shelametes melochos shel Yisrael am kodosh tzrichen lias bekidusha gedoyla. That when a Jew works during the 6 days of the week, our work is supposed to be Meleches HaMishkan. Our work is supposed to be something holy, something special, like the work in the Mishkan. Kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'makom acher, as is brought in Likutei Moran in several places. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in the second half of Likutei Moran, Torah 4, Torah Dalet, and in other places also. Ki ikur mi she'torach b'erev Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. Because the main thing is, the Gemara says, that a person who puts in the proper effort during the 6 days of the week, that person will have what to eat on Shabbos. Ki ze ikur hu avoida b'olam hazeh shebechinas guf. Because this is the main work of a Jew in this physical world, which is associated with the body. Physical is body. What's the main work? Lehizgaber lekadesh atzmoi, leshaber haguf, lehachmiya haguf legabi hanefesh. For the Jew to work on himself and to overcome the body and to see to it that in this physical world, the soul should be in charge. The soul should guide and lead the body. And when a Jew does that, through that he zochet to the world to come. Shehu oilam hanefoshos, which is the world of the spiritual. Vezehu bechinas mashetzrichin lekadesh halametes melochos b'sheish semeachol. This is the concept of a Jew purifying his 39 acts of work during the 6 days of the week. Shaydezeh zochin leShabbos, and through that, you're zochet to Shabbos. The Gemara says a person who puts in the right effort during the week will have a good Shabbos. By a person putting in the right effort in this world, in this physical world, which is compared to weekdays, he'll be zeichet to Shabbos, he'll be zeichet to the next world. Bebechinas, sheishes yomim tasa melachtecha, as the Pasuk says, 6 days you'll do your work, uvayoyim ashvii Shabbos. And then, if you did your work during the 6 days of the week, then your seventh day will be a Shabbos. Because the holiness of Shabbos, each and every single person experiences Shabbos based on what they did during the 6 days of the week. Based on the proper, if they did the proper work during the 6 days of the week. Because it's during the 6 days of the week that you have the main battle and you have the main work of a Jew, which is that during the 6 days of the week, let's see if you can give the power, the authority to the soul, that the soul should control the body, that even though you're going to work and even though you're driving, that every move, every physical move you make is being guided by your soul and by the ultimate goals of your soul, because you want to get to Olam Haba, the Olam HaNefoshes. That the person is trying to strengthen the eternal life over the temporary life. He's favoring his every choice he makes, every decision he makes. He's not thinking of right now, how it's going. He's thinking of eternal life. How is this going to affect my eternal life? Chayolam haba al chayolam hazeh. Trying to favor his life in the eternal world, in the future world, over his life in this physical world. Meaning, even if I'm not going to enjoy what I'm doing this minute right now, who cares? This minute is nonsense. This minute is gone in a minute. Whereas if I do the right thing, if I do the right thing for my soul, I'll acquire eternity. Sheyihye kol tshukosoy v'yigiyosoy b'chol yemei achol, shem b'chinas yimei lo mazeh, b'chinas guf kanal, meaning that the person's whole desire and effort during the 6 days of the week, which is this world, which is body, his whole desire and effort should be lahachnia ulevatel haguf v'achomer l'gabi ha'nefesh, to subdue and nullify the body and the physicalness to the soul. Sheyia haguf nichlal ba'nefesh, that the body should be plugged in perfectly to the soul. Shezeo b'chinas klol yesheshes me'achoyel b'shabbos. That's the concept of plugging in the 6 days of the week into Shabbos. Plugging in life in this physical world to the life in the eternal world. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says about Avraham Avinu, v'Avraham zokein bo bayomim v'Hashem beirach es Avraham bakoil. Avraham Avinu was old, he came with his days, and Hashem blessed him. The Zohar HaKadosh says, the sov v'ol bayomim. He got old, and he went up with his days. Shezoichin lovoi v'laloi sloilam habo im kol yimei oilam hazeh. Meaning that if a person is zoiche to live properly in this physical world, then when they go up to the next world, they bring with them in their suitcases all the days that they spent in this world. If they spent their days in this world in narishka, in foolishness, and eating, and drinking, and sleeping, and nonsense, then there's nothing to bring. Over there, they don't carry that stuff. They have nothing that has no place up there. But if a person was in this physical world, where the body has all kinds of needs, and the body's screaming, I want this, I want, give me this, give me that, give me this. And the person said, no, niet. I'm going to give you the minimum, because even though this is the physical world, even though this is the 6 days of the week, my life is based on Shabbos. My life is based on the world to come. And every move I make, every meal I eat, I'm thinking not about just satisfying my physical hunger right now. I'm thinking about Olam Haba. I'm thinking about making the right bracha on the food and making the bracha with kavana and eating the minimum that I need just to get by physically so that the soul can soar. Shekulam hayu kedoshim utahirim. By Avraham Avinu, the Torah tells us that all of his days were holy and pure. At shekulam olu v'nichlalu lamalo lamalo, to the point where all of his days, bo bayomim, he came with all of his days. He was able to bring all of his days in this physical world upstairs into olam haba, bebchinas olam haba, shu olam haneshamos, to the world of the souls. And when a Jew is zoiche that his 39 acts of work, which means his weekday activities, are on the level of Meleches HaMishkan, Oz Kol Halametes Melochois Heim Bebechinas Taloirois. Then his 39 acts of work are 39 lights. It's not curses, not lashes, it's lights. It's 39 lights. Kitziura de mashkana, kitziura de gan eden. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the shape and form of the Mishkan corresponded to the shape and form of gan eden. Shehu oilam haneshamos, which is the world of the souls. Bechinas oilam haba. Sheoz yichyu ameisim. That's when the dead will come back to life. V'yenichla haguf banefesh, and the body will become part of the soul. V'yichyu chayim nitzchim, and they'll live eternal life. So a person who's zoche to live the right kind of life down here, where even during the 6 days of the week, his 39 acts of work are building a mishkan. It's all about building a mishkan. The mishkan corresponds to Gan Eden. So it's an easy transition. He goes from this world where he was living in the Mishkan during the weekdays, not only Shabbos, but during the weekdays he was living in the Mishkan, and he takes that and overlays it into the next world, which is Gan Eden, which happens to be in the same shape and form as the Mishkan. This is the concept of these 39 lights. Ki tal oirois hu hatal shel tchia. Because the Sforim tell us that these 39 lights also represent the dew. Tal means dew. The dew of Tchiyas Samesim. The dew that Hashem is going to sprinkle on the people to bring us back to life. Kumei Shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, chapter 26, Yechyu Meisecha, your dead will come to life. Nevelosi, Yekumun Hokitsu Varananu Sheikh Neofor. Your corpses will rise up. They'll wake up and they'll sing, those who were lying in the dirt, Kital Oirois Talecha, because 39 lights are your light. That'll be your light. Nimtza, we see from here, Shetal Oirois Hu Hatal Shel Tchiyas Hameisim, that the 39 lights, which we said are what a person is generating if he keeps his 6 days of the week the right way, if even when he's working, even during the 6 days of week, which are supposedly body, his main interest is neshama. Even during the 6 days a week, he's looking for every opportunity he can to daven and to learn. And even when he works, he earns money. 10% goes to tzedakah. It's kiddusha. Every part of him, even he's eating, part of it is going to again, making brachas and all kinds of kiddusha in it. Shehu chayim nitzchiyim. This tchiyas hameisim, coming back to life, refers to eternal life. Shezeh b'chinas nefesh k'nal, that's the soul. V'chol zeh zoichin al-yidei k'dusha Shabbos shumein olam haba. And all of this, a Jew is zoichetu through the holiness of Shabbos, which is a taste of olam haba. Shaydei a'yidei sheshoivsim b'Shabbos mikol halametes malochis. Through a Jew resting on Shabbos and refraining from the 39 acts of work, mei uvdin d'choel, the weekday work, by doing that, he elevates the soul over the body. To the point where if a Jew really keeps Shabbos the right way, then Shabbos isn't 100, Shabbos is 200 or 800. Shabbos spills over into the weekdays. It's not just that one day a week he's happy. He's already happy from Friday, from Thursday. The minute he's thinking about Shabbos, he's excited and he's making preparations. So even Thursday, Friday, he's feeling the vibes, the vibrations of that Shabbos that's coming. And then after Shabbos finishes, it's not gloom and doom. It's not depression. Chas v'shalom. He's on such a high from Shabbos that he's smart enough to stretch it, to take it with him, to keep him going. The momentum that he generated on Shabbos keeps him going Sunday and Monday. He's still running with that light from Shabbos. To the point where even during the 6 days of the week, this person is zoicha to favor, to help the soul be dominating over the body. And he sanctifies his 39 acts of work, which is the body, that it should be on the level of these 39 lights, Shem b'chinas chayim nitzchim, b'chinas nefesh, which correspond to eternal life, the life of the soul.